Okay, so this was Saturday, July 31st, and we just saw an exciting game with, a come-from-behind win by Masters, defending champions, beating North Toronto Nitros, 2-1. And this is Rick Titus with the team here. So what about today's game with, I heard something about bringing the team together.
The first time they were together was last night down at Lambert Room 5 in Scarborough. So we haven't really got together as a team yet. Just lately we did.
Yeah.
Due to resources, due to the guys working, you know, we don't have a lot of the things that a lot of the other clubs have. So we're at the moment scrambling to kind of get together and stuff. It's not really, they know each other, but the sharpness is not there yet.
Yeah.
So. Once we get that sharpness, we've got to get another two or three games under our belt, get some exhibition games in, get some therapy for some of the players, and, you know, get guys like Jamie Peters to come out. We miss him. We miss Akeem tonight. You know who Akeem is. You know, he's a guy that scores for us all the time. He keeps the game at a certain tempo. So we're missing some key players tonight, but we needed to get some of the young guys to get some games in.
Yeah. Now, you're building for the Canadian Championships.
Yes.
And... it's been, I know you're too bad you won't get a home game in the pandemic. It's one game
that's
and
right.
You're out, but you're playing, and of course you have to draw York,
yes.
Playing at York.
Yes.
But do you think, you know, another few weeks and you'll tighten up? And
I think by the time we play them will be the exact time that we get into our stride.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take about a month to get into our stride, and I think around that time will be actually the perfect time.
I think
it probably won't be at 100%, but it may be about 90% fitness, which is pretty good. I think we should be able to get by that round and really kind of make our statement. So I'm going to be gearing up for that. Also, you know, using the other games as warm-ups for that too. So, yeah, I'm looking at, you know, making sure that these guys are ready for that period of time.
Yeah, I think this will be a good challenge.
A very big one. It's a huge challenge because, you know, professional teams train all the time. They're very prepared. They have resources. They got money. The players are paid. So it's their lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
These guys are all working. You know what I mean? They got families, some of them. So it's a little different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all the same, the ball is round.
Yeah.
And anything can happen, right? So
right.
We try and cut down on the factors that can affect us, and we'll be working on that for the next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, we wish you good luck for a challenge.
Thank you very much.
You know what they're going to hate, the one soccer guys, is the color of the uniforms, the pink-white blend.
Can't
there.
Tell what color it is, right?
Right, exactly.
No worries. We're going to have something special for that. Don't worry.
You know who's an expert at that was Steffi, because Nikolic, because he used to play for Sanjax. That was a nightmare. They wore white with yellow numbers.
Yes.
And so he comes to... pink team with white numbers.
Yes.
And so, just like the ghost of himself.
Nightmare, right?
I think I would have given up covering the league if that happened.
Yeah. I tell you.
All right. No, it was great talking to you.
Yes.
Thanks. And
good
luck
to see you, Rocket.
Person. Yeah.
We know soccer's in the air when Rocket's around, man.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Good to see you,
great.
Man.
Thank you.